Naptown, the city that always sleeps. Most people think nothing happens in this town that is halfway between nothing and nowhere, but they would be wrong. There is plenty that goes on in this town for those willing to look. Having ruled out Harper as a suspect, the crew is following their last lead, that of the union organizer Martin Cooper. Hopefully this lead will give the crew more answers and less questions. But things have a habit of going sideways when rifts are involved in the city that always sleeps.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Naptown Holiday Christmas Special Thing. I am your host, the cool DM boy with an I. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not a D. I'm not a DM boy. This is not D&D. I think I'm an MC in this.
I think that's right. That's why I always say GM. That way it feels generic and I can say that for anything.
It's one of those weird things in D&D where they're just like, we need to have a different name for everything. And I'm like, we really don't. Stop staring at me, Caitlin. Don't look at me like that. Anyway, where we left off, you guys had just accused a woman multiple times of having an affair.
Oops.
She was very nice and answered your questions and didn't just slam the door into your face. She did do that in the end, but she didn't just do that.
Because we're so charming.
It's more like I didn't want to like make too big a deal out of this where you're like, oh, it's definitely her. She slammed the door in our face. I know how you guys work. There's a weird smell here. Exactly what element smell am I smelling, though?
Anyway.
What are you guys up to?
We know the address of the other place that we have to go, right?
Yes.
I imagine then we're all on, what, did I say it was on the goat?
Yes.
Right? I'm on a goat.
I think so, yeah.
I think we're just clopping through the streets on goats and deers, just making our way to...
Downtown.
Making our way downtown.
To Martin Cooper's house.
All right.
Well, y'all, I have a moral conundrum.
Okay, tell me about it.
Well, here's the thing. I'm running out of names that I know of people that could have done the murder. Now, deep in my soul, I hope it was the butler. Because, well, he was old and I wouldn't feel that bad about killing him, you know? Like, if you think about murder...
Wait, do we have to kill someone?
Well, I'm assuming.
Smash cut to the butler just sobbing when Clay was holding him. Like,
that's like a really terrible thing to assume.
Well, now look here. Now look, the person that we're coming after here, he's already done one murder, and that wasn't to someone who was trying to drag him to a made up imaginary magic jail. Now I got to assume he's not going to love the concept of, hang on, actually I'm confused again. What do we do? I don't mean to put, like, we go in there, we put boots to him, then, like, do we just leave?
I think we figure out if he did it, and then...
Well, he did it with magic, so we can't, like, tell the police, well, he's a magic killer, it'll hold up in court. Like, they're gonna have to lie about something if they wanna prosecute him in a legit manner, so... I think we're at the point of vigilanteism.
Well, I think we bring him in and then, like, Oak is working with the police.
Then Oak kills him, right?
No. I think... did you pay attention in orientation?
I didn't. Nope. Can't say that I did. I broke a chair and I got distracted.
Yeah, it was in the orientation.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have, like... jail cell things in the back of Oak that we bring him back to the main place.
I think we're getting off track with the murder. Let me restart. What I'm saying is, presumably, the person we're gonna apprehend and then bring to a vigilante jail is a murderer, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but here's the deal. We all kind of agree that the person he killed, who in my head I just think of at this point as Mr. Burns from a book called The Simpsons, because that's basically kind of the vibes, but I don't remember his name. What was his name?
Are you talking about Martin Cooper?
No, the dead guy.
The dead guy. Oh, that's Oliver Brine.
Right, he sucked, right? Like, he was a bad man?
Sure.
And I'm not saying murder's, like, okay, but...
It sounds like you're saying murder's okay. I didn't sign up for this.
I'm saying... Well, look, you didn't do nothing. I'm just saying you might have to look the other way.
On murder?
As we give him a horse and let him ride out of town. Well, for, you know, when at some point you start thinking to yourself, maybe, I don't know, it depends. I assume we gotta ask...
I play songs and animals come.
Huh?
I'm not cut out for murder.
I'm not saying we're gonna murder him. I'm saying...
I'm pretty sure that is what you said.
No, he's saying, like, we look the other way to let him run away.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What I'm saying is, at the point of trying to arrest him, that might turn into murdering him, because I doubt he's gonna go quietly.
We just, like, knock him out, right?
I've had bad luck with that in the past.
Like, put him to sleep or something?
I don't have put him to sleep on my list of attributes. I have brick him with a brick. It's pretty blunt.
Just say non-lethal after you hit him. It means just non-lethal damage.
Yeah, I'm sure every time Hercules punched someone, it was non-lethal.
Well, you know, maybe he's, like, feeling really guilty, and if we, like, confront him, he'll just be, like, willing to come with us.
That'd be great.
I think what I'm trying to say is maybe he's good, and we can accept that the murder was okay, and we don't have to fight him. I'm worried if we fight him, we're going to hurt him real bad, and that doesn't feel great, because I don't know how evil I think he really is.
Well, why don't we meet him first? We'll meet him first and then decide.
I agree.
So we knock, knock.
All right, you get to a small little house, wherever I said it was last episode.
See what I mean? This feels weird, right? It's a small little house.
I mean, he was recently fired, you know? He worked in a quarry. What were you expecting? A mansion?
He worked in a quarry and he just got fired. He lives in a small little house. Doesn't feel good.
He was branded as anti-American. You know, that might be something to Clay.
Not feeling great about this. I'm having moral thoughts.
Look, we don't even know if it was him yet. We're still just, like, chasing down leads.
All right, so the door opens up and you see a stockily built man. You know, someone who looks like he worked in a quarry mining stone and stuff all day. Hello, can I help you?
Would you like to buy a deer outside? We're deer salesmen. We sell deer. I've traveled all over the country selling deer door to door. In fact, I made my start selling cattle at a time I was a younger man, and I could carry them real far, so I made a certain amount of time selling cattle door to door. Would you care for a lovely steed? The smaller size of deer and goats makes them ideal for an urban and suburban environment. I'm Clay.
You know I'm going to make you a roll.
Yeah, this happens to be something I'm good at.
I'm dying.
I would say telling tall tales.
Yep.
Entertainer.
Sure.
Impressive.
Carrying cattle would impress this guy. Like,
carrying cattle! That's why I slipped that in! Like, you knocked on the door and I'm like, I have no idea what to say. I got nothing. That would be an 11.
You know, I think I am interested in seeing this deer.
Great! Come on out! See him prance in the snow!
That's a female deer? There's no antlers?
See her dance in the snow, like I said. And he just kind of, like, closes the door behind him and stands in front of it. Like, subtly. As subtly as a very tall guy can do that.
Sorry, Clay's had, like, a little bit of a long night and he's not all there. We're actually looking into what happened to Mr. Brine.
You see him visibly stiffen immediately.
Do you know anything about the events of tonight or last night? This morning?
Clay is staring daggers at you. Like, what?
Where were you last night?
I was... And he runs.
Can when he tries to run, can Clay just like grab him? Like as soon as he starts to rabbit, just like
You have to make a roll for that.
Okay, I want to use Yep, got an alt tab here, buddy. Well, that's the motorcycle is faster than you. That doesn't feel right.
You don't have your motorcycle with you, so you really...
That's why, because I have something called faster than you, and it's... Well, she's faster than you, but that doesn't apply because I don't have my motorcycle. Really, all I have...
I got a plan if you fail, though.
Impressive, which is a BS skill if this was a long-form game.
I don't think that one applies here. You're not like...
Okay, that's just a flat roll, then. 10.
Hey!
I wanted you to fail so Randy did something, but had to roll well, Cody. So he looks ready to bolt, and Clay just grabs him by the back of his, like, shirt and pulls him up as he's trying to run.
Yeah, so Clay just lifts him, like, by his scruff and is like, now look, did you do it? And then just points, and he points him back at the rest of the party.
Well, I mean...
Clay shakes him.
I did, and I don't regret it. The jerk had it coming. And so at this point, you see him start turning a little, like, some, like, ghostly vapors rising off of him, and...
Clay, you might wanna,
All of you, make me a check for resisting something mental happening. Like, a mental, like, a psychic attack.
Inspiring?
If you think that, like, would bolster your mental defenses, tell me how.
What about entertainer? What about tough?
You could make an... no, tough is just, like, so physical, though.
What about impressive?
I think you're flat rolling again, buddy.
All right.
Can I use premonitions and danger sense?
I'll say because you, like... said something before. Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Could I use childish and or bad judgment? My thought being that, like, childish is like she's just like it just goes over her head, you know.
Nothing goes over her head. She would catch it.
Exactly.
I don't know how bad judgment applies. Bad judgment to me would be like leaning into it, not...
That was my throwaway if the other one didn't count, so...
I'll give you childlike. I won't give you bad judgment.
Perfect.
Bad judgment feels like you'd be not blocking.
No, that's fair.
The only thing I got would be uncanny senses, but that's for Mira. That's not for Zara. So I think I am flat rolling.
I got a 4.
I got a 9.
I got an 8.
I got a 10.
All right, so as this happens...
Oh no, Clay.
As this happens, these ghostly vapors come around and then like a shockwave busts out, pushes out, and you all are knocked out.
Oh.
As you wake up, Clay is the first to wake, and he is at a nice party. He doesn't remember how he'd gotten there. But he's a few years older than we last saw him. Does Clay have a beard?
No, huh? He'd be clean shaven.
Okay. He's clean shaven. He has his latest girlfriend with him. He looks around and sees a lot of different drinks. It looks like he's at a bar with friends. And looks around and sees... So I'm remembering what everyone rolled. Sees his other three friends lying dazed at the table with him, or around the room, rather, at different tables. Next to wake up is Gladys. You wake up there, you're just at a table surrounded with every drink you can think of. It's a festive Christmas party, and you're just like, whoa, this is a lot of alcohol.
Whoa.
Something feels a little bit off for you. Like, for Clay, this feels normal. You're just like, well, that was weird. Whatever. Do not care. For Gladys, you're just like, something's nagging at the back of your mind. Like, something doesn't feel quite right.
Mm-hmm.
But not enough for you to be like, this is wrong.
Zara's next. With a 9.
Yes, Zara. Zara, you're sitting at a table. You wake up, and next to you is Mira. Are you okay? You blacked out there for a second.
Mira's talking to me? Oh, wait, yeah, Mira can talk to me. I forgot I could talk to my deer.
So, Mira's talking to you. It feels more, usually it's like a mind link. Right now it feels audible, but to you that doesn't seem weird. Like, it's like, that seems a little weird, but not like, it's like, oh, this is cool, not like, hold up, this doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think I'm doing okay, Mira. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. You know, this party's nice, and they let deer into this bar, unlike that other bar, you know, like several Christmases ago that we were at, where they were just mean to me.
Yeah, we've been looking for more bars that will just let you in, because, you know, the party is where you are.
Right? Exactly!
I love that she has a party deer!
She has a shirt that says, "This is my party deer," and pointing to Mira.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I think Mira's been spending, maybe Mira's been spending a lot of time around Gladys.
Maybe.
Learning how to party. Crispin, you are the last awake, and you wake up and you're like, we were just outside. Like, we were in the snow fighting a guy, and now we're in a bar, and I have no idea, like...
Yeah, like, no idea how that transitioned.
Right, you're just like, for you, it's like, it wasn't even like you feel like you blacked out, it was just like you blinked and you were here.
Okay.
And you're like, what the heck?
Okay.
And your friends are all just like, oh no, this is normal.
We're at different tables, right?
Yeah. You're a little bit spread out. Like, you guys can meet up. Like, it's just more just like, you all aren't just like lying next to each other.
Okay.
You rolled a 10, right?
Yeah.
You also notice, like if you look over at a bar, it's, when you guys met, it was like mid to late 1920s. It's like, almost, like it's like the very late 20s. Like you see a date, you know, it's like says 29.
Okay.
So it is years later than when you last remember.
Okay. I think he would start kind of like singing to himself to see if his magic works. La 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 la.
Cheater. Are you trying to do anything with it?
I mean, like I could roll with my power tag of Pied Piper. Like, charm living
sure,
things.
Sure, just roll to see how well you do.
Okay. That's an 8.
Okay. Like, nothing really happens, but you can, or, like, you're used to, like, animals, like, immediately coming, and you don't really see them come out, but your magic feels like it's working. Does that
okay,
make sense?
Okay, it's flowing. Know? Okay. Does it feel like how we were at the mansion, where it was, like...
No.
Like, there was a barrier? Okay.
No, it feels normal.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't feel restricted or at all.
Okay.
It just feels like nothing happened. You know, like, you know, you like, it's like an equivalent, like, I detect magic and there was no magic. You know, like, okay. It's not that your spell didn't work, it's that there's just nothing for it to work on.
Okay. So I think Crispin's going to stumble over to Zara.
Oh, hey, Crispin, how's it going?
What are we doing here?
Having a party.
Did you see the year?
I'm a deer, so I don't really know years very well.
Wait, you didn't have a voice before. You talked in my head.
I did never talk to you. Side note. The deer never talked to you, I don't think.
Okay. I thought he could kind of, like, know what animals were saying, so that's where I was going with that.
If you understood him, but, like, now Mira speaking English.
Zara, it's 1929. We were just...
Yeah, 29 comes after 28.
But
good job.
We weren't in 28. What happened in 1928? Do you have any memories of 1928?
I mean, I've been traveling around with a party deer. There's not much to remember.
Woo-hoo! Raise the hoof!
That was a good one. But it's... We were just in the snow. We were talking to Martin Cooper. We were working for Oak. Nothing?
I mean, there's snow outside. We could have just... You know, that sounds a little familiar. Mira, do you remember anything?
I mean, as you said, party deer. What's there to remember?
No, we need to get everybody together and find Martin. This isn't right.
Okay, I'll go grab Clay. You go find Gladys.
Okay. I go do that. Gladys... It's 1929.
Is there dancing going on?
Sure, why not?
Okay, yeah, at some point Gladys got up from this table. She is in the middle of the dance floor with a glass of, let's say, wine, because that sounds appropriate. She's like wine momming it, you know? She's like holding the glass of wine and dancing.
Before you meet, I'm going to interrupt you before you meet Gladys Crispin.
Yeah.
Clay, would you like to do anything, since everyone else has got to do a little bit, you know, or Gladys, if you'd like to do anything more, if you'd like to have a little bit of a scene, you know, I don't want to, just, this isn't just the Crispin show.
The only thing Clay would want to do is when Zara comes and talks to him, I think that would be the thing. Okay. Other than that, he's just, like, he's not dancing, he's eating.
Zara, you'll forget Clay first.
Hey, Clay! Crispin says something weird's going on. Did you notice that the year is 1929? Does that feel weird to you at all?
None of that's relevant. All that's relevant right now is you're here and I can finally prove a point. Now, I told you I could lift a deer over my head, toss it up in the air, and then catch it again. He goes over, just, you know, lifts up your deer and starts, like, tossing and catching the deer.
Oh my god! Yeah!
Woo! Party! Party! Party!
You better not drop her again, Clay.
Again, I ain't never dropped a deer before in my life. And as he says that, he definitely, like, slips and the deer just lands on him and he falls on the ground.
Oh my god, Mira!
Don't worry, his spine breaks the deer's fall.
Specifically his spine.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Mira!
You know, the soft, squishy parts of humans, not the hard, bony part. Don't worry, I'm good. I'm good.
You just gotta walk it off. Just walk it off, and then...
I'll clop it off.
Clay stands up and just starts ambulating a little bit aimlessly. What were you saying about the gear now? It was a year.
Yeah, Crispin said that it's not supposed to be 1929. We were with Martin something, she said? Martin Scooper, something like that? Does this sound familiar to you at all?
Definitely. Definitely that sounds familiar. I know I was alive in the 1920s. That's for sure true.
Well, yeah, because it's 1929, so... Yes.
Yep, so I was alive that time too, so there might have been a time back then when we were outside in the snow, since we've known each other for, I think... what is probably like a decade. Or a five-cade? Half a cade?
Half a decade?
5 years is what I'm getting at. I don't know what to call that. A fort year?
All right, so as Crispin spots Gladys dancing it up, you bump into... a woman, Crispin, and she is the most beautiful woman you've ever seen. She is your platonic ideal, and in your head, like, your music hasn't been hard for you ever in your life.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, like, the magic has flowed and it made sense, but, like, now, like, it was easy to do, but it didn't have, like, a direction, and now you're like, oh, I get it. Like, I understand everything that my music is meant to express and be, like, this person... is just
my,
like,
muse.
Yeah, yeah, your muse, like, you're just like, I want to write every song to describe this person for forever.
Okay.
Like, none of the other things I've written matters at all.
Okay.
And as you're about to, like, talk to her, you see Martin stand in front of you, or, like, block your way to getting to her. So, you could have all of this. You guys are happy here. You don't need to stop me. I stopped someone who was terrible. Look at how your friends are.
Who's that woman?
This is your future. Especially the future if you leave me alone.
So she's real? This is...
Everyone here is real. There's some creative liberties, I think, I haven't fully explored. Every possibility of what this is. Like, I don't think deers actually talk. And I don't think that will actually happen. Seems weird. Don't know why that happened. But you guys all have magic. So that might be messing with my magic a little bit. But everyone here has exactly what they want. Zara can talk to her friend. Gladys has the best party she's been at ever. With the best booze. Clay is impressing every woman he sees, and you have found your muse.
What about you?
I've gotten my revenge. What else do I want?
That's what I'd like to know. What else do you want, Martin Cooper?
What do I want? I want people to be protected. I got fired because we were in unsafe working conditions, and I wanted to change that. And if I can stop people from being terrible because they have money, I'm going to do that.
Now, I had an unfortunate accident because of my magic.
This wasn't because of magic. My magic came after. It wasn't an unfortunate accident. It was rich people being pricks.
But you magically killed Oliver, right?
Yeah, that wasn't an accident.
Oh, I know. I'm saying I had an accident with my magic, and Oak provided an outlet for me. So I'm saying maybe Oak can give you an outlet for your magic that would do some good.
You have to make a roll for this to get anywhere, and you are at a -3.
-3?
Oh, he does not care. Like,
okay.
He doesn't want an outlet. You can add what tags you want, but he doesn't want an outlet. Like, he sees nothing wrong with what he did.
I think he found his outlet. The outlet was murder!
Can I use Plumber? Because he is, like, an average person. And Pied Piper. It's charming.
I thought you said the Pied Piper was for animals.
Okay, well, I could do Bend the World.
Humans are just animals, man.
Right?
I will give you Plumber because you were trying to appeal to, like, the common man. You know, like, that was an argument you used.
Mm-hmm. So, I'll -2 now.
Yep.
9!
I'll tell you what. I'll leave you with a choice. All you have to do in the next 10 minutes, if you want to stop me and take me to Oak, is exit that door. And he points to the front door of the bar. You and your friends will go back. Everything will be right where we left off. We can punch it out or whatever you want to do to take me in. Or, and he steps aside and you see that woman again, you could stay here. The choice is yours. And you see him, he walks away out through the door.
Can I relay this to
you? Can go find your you need to go find them. You don't get to say relay this. They all don't believe they're in a fiction yet.
Yeah, they do. We established it was 1929 and that was weird, right?
No. You established that was weird. All of them have been like, it's 1929. Yes, exactly. Randy's response to you was like, good for you. You can count after 28.
I got there with her and she was like, yeah, we should find Clay.
It's more of like, okay, it feels a little weird, but I'm just like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I think what it was is that Zara and Gladys have like, are mostly in it, but have that little nagging feeling. And Clay is the one who's fully sold.
Yeah. So however you want to play that, it's basically like whenever you guys feel like you want to snap out of it, you can. Like, I'm not going to make you guys roll like constantly because it's like, I don't have a failure condition. It's just like you lose. So like whatever arguments you think your characters would find compelling enough to like think about this or trust Crispin, you're welcome to take.
Convince me.
Yeah, I guess I go find Zara.
Find Gladys.
I was going after Gladys.
Not the woman of your dreams?
Not right this second. I go over to Gladys.
You see the deer next to you going, Pardon, Gladys!
Gladys, I found Martin Cooper. Do you remember Martin Cooper?
What?
Martin.
I can't really hear you over the... It's kind of really loud.
And he, like, grabs her arm and, like, moves her off the dance floor.
Oh,
Martin Cooper. We were all in the snow. We were talking to him. We were working for Oak. Remember? He's making this. He says it's the future. He says it's real, but that we have to let him get away with murder if we want to stay here. So we can let a murderer go free, or we can go through that door. And that will take us back to confronting him.
Okay, but like one more song? This is, I hear what you're saying, but like, this is going really good right now. I think I finally kind of found the vibe that I was looking for.
Grab a drink to go. He like hands her one, like, here, take this. Let's get Clay.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I guess. Okay. Yeah, let's go find Clay. And yeah, she lets you kind of drag her. But she's like definitely still like, this party's fun.
You get to the table with Zara and Clay.
Okay.
Is Clay still underneath the deer? No, the deer got up and was dancing.
No, Clay's just like bumbling around.
Okay.
He's just like eating steaks and having a good time.
Hey, Clay! How's the food?
They have two kinds of steaks. It's pretty good.
That's one more than I was thinking.
Pretty good. And they also have chicken. I did also note some beans, and the bread is quite nice. If you were wondering, gravy is also excellent.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
I mean, that's not really what I would have had at, like, the perfect party, you know? Like, why would you have beans?
Because they're good to eat. I like eating them.
I'm with Gladys on this, but also get a to-go bag ready.
Okay, but no, wait. This can't be... This can't be the... No, okay. I give up on this party because there's beans here. Why? This makes no sense.
Why would it matter that there's beans?
Because that's
Why
not...
Why can't there be beans at a party?
Because it's not the perfect party then.
That's ridiculous. What else would make
no,
it the perfect
it's
party?
Not. The point of food at a party is to pick it up and walk away.
You can eat beans with your hands.
No one eats beans.
Do you know how many people
hands.
I have heard told me you can't eat beans with your hands? Well,
yeah.
Guess what? Bean hands.
Oh God.
He's got like drippy baked bean hands.
At this point, Mira comes back with a tray of shots on her back. She's going, shots, 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 shots.
Okay, I need one of those after your bean hands. It's so...
Clay just
no,
knocks the
it.
Tray over.
Well, why would you do that?
Because they ain't full of beans!
Did you want a bean shot? I can ask for that, I guess.
Not anymore, I don't. Now I just want to leave this party.
Okay, I guess...
Well, the door's right over there. I have some unfinished business. Clay, this is the future. It's an illusion. Bye, Martin Cooper. Yeah.
I'm picking up on it. There's a talking deer and I'm getting sassed for my love of beans.
Yep.
It's not about your love of beans. You shouldn't have it at a party.
Why shouldn't I have what I love at a party? Explain that to me.
Because it's not finger food.
Let's take this up with Martin Cooper.
You should be able to carry it around.
They're smaller than fingers, therefore our finger food. Also, why can't you have spoons at a party? Why can't you have a spoon?
One, you aren't using a spoon. Two, that's more work for cleanup after.
Your standard for partying is how much post-cleanup is required.
That's part of it.
You disgust me.
I can't believe what you're talking about right now.
Well, let's fight it out through that door. I'll be right back.
I would say that Gladys and Clay are arguing leaving the party.
Yup.
Crispin's gonna go over to the woman, that was more beautiful than anyone else in the world.
Give me 1 second to get fantasy name generator pulled up, because I know I'm gonna need this in, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, you will.
I like the idea that, like, Crispin sends us out to do the dirty work, and you're just like, I'm staying in sex paradise.
Zara is trying to clean off Mira from the spilled shots. She doesn't still quite believe what everyone's talking about, because everything was just two people yelling at each other about beans, and then No, she's just trying to clean Mira off from the mess that Clay created on top of her.
That's just what always Zara's doing, right? Is cleaning up the mess that Clay created on
you're,
Mira.
You're trying to clean up Mira, and she is licking her flank to lick the alcohol up. Party!
Mira! Mira, stop it!
Are you following them out the door, Zara?
No. I am distinctly not following them out the door.
All right, so you approach this woman. What does she look like? What is Crispin's platonic ideal? What does his muse look like?
I'm just really waiting for this very sexist, weird depiction of a woman that's coming. I'm really excited.
I don't think I have a description.
Caitlin, don't worry. Just describe her personality.
I was gonna do different genres, the quick brown or the quick fox jumped over the lazy brown dog or whatever. You have hexagons in all the right places. So you walk up to a woman in a flapper dress. She has dark brown hair that is pulled back into a braid with one of those. I don't know what they're called, but they're
the headbands
with a feather.
Yeah.
She has tan skin and very deep eyes that you feel like you could lose yourself into.
Excuse me. I'm Crispin. What's your name?
Yes, my name is... I pulled up the name like I forgot it. My name is Ellie. It's nice to meet you, Crispin.
Ellie. That's a beautiful name. I have to say that I can't stay, but I wanted to introduce myself. I'm the man you're going to marry. And then he leaves.
She gives you a very weird look.
You really missed a chance to go, I can't stay, but you're going to love to see me go. Bye.
She was too busy just quoting Hadestown.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Is anyone pulling? Are you grabbing Zara as you leave?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just dragging her out.
I start whistling so the deer comes to.
That works.
I'm not some dog you can just whistle at. You
Ooh, know, pretty song.
What?
Ooh, pretty song.
Ooh, pretty song. Yeah, I'm not some deer you... Meh, meh, meh. So as you walk through the threshold, meh, meh, meh. You know, it goes from speaking English to start talking deer
right.
again.
Yeah.
So you all wake up back in the snow. Well, this is unfortunate.
As soon as Clay wakes up, he picks up the nearest goat. And just, what's your name, Mandy? I don't remember now.
Gladys,
and just slams that deer right into Gladys and goes, run! They're unjust and they don't like beans!
What?
He hits you with a goat and tells Martin to leave.
Martin's gonna run.
Oh, you yelled at Martin. Oh, I thought you yelled that at me.
No, he's hitting you with a goat as a distraction.
Martin's gonna book it. Is any of the rest of you stopping him?
Yeah, I'm good.
Can I roll for my attack of goat?
Sure.
It's gotta imagine it would hurt if he got hit with a goat swung by Hercules.
Do the rest of us know why he did what he did? Or is it just Crispin at this point?
I'm assuming in the short time you talked, Crispin explained enough that you guys can make informed decisions.
Okay.
Given the best things I could add, I rolled a 5 to hit, Gladys with a goat.
So you try to hit Gladys with a goat. But, like, it's very obvious what you're doing because, like, you're strong, but it's still a goat, and the goat was not, like, next to you. So you, like, go over, pick up a goat, and then you, like, are locked eyes on Gladys, and she's just like, oh, hell no. Yeah, you, like, throw the goat, and she, like, casually takes a step to the left, and it just, like, the goat tumbles into the snow, and she's like, bro.
I'm trying to decide if I'm going to be petty against Clay or if I'm going to go after Martin. And I'm going to be petty against Clay. Gladys is going to use her conjuration to summon a bunch of party goers to kick Clay. And I'm going to also roll with bad judgment on this.
Oh, you can have bad judgment in spades.
Childish?
Yeah.
Okay. 12.
Can I roll to face the danger?
Yes, you can.
Get a roll with tough. Oh, I'm gonna get the. Come on! Four! So Clay is just under a dog pile getting kicked by flappers.
So, Clay, you're just like, I got this. You buckle down and you're like ready to box. And then one of the women comes up and just like kicks you right in the crotch and you're like, oh no, that's not good. And you just immediately buckle over and they all just start kicking you.
Oh my gosh.
Don't throw a goat at me.
You deserved it. He did nothing wrong and you don't like beans.
Can I roll Bend the World to conjure a snowbank to block Martin?
First, Zara can do something.
Yes, sorry. Go ahead, Zara.
Zara's gonna teleport in front of him to try to trip him.
Okay.
I have my short-range teleportation silent movement so he doesn't hear me anywhere.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Nimble as a fox, because it's quick.
You can have silent movement or nimble as a fox, like.
Okay.
Like either you're moving, or you're like either moving quickly or you're teleporting. They're not the same, you know.
Okay, that makes sense. What about tracking? Because
he's like in sight.
Okay, I would try it. So plus two, and do I get the minus three still?
No. The minus three was because Caitlin was trying to convince him of something that he did not want to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't for everything. She was just like, you should stop being mean.
This is a 9 plus 2, 11.
So you get in front of him and are able to trip him as he face plants right into the snow.
Ha! I did it! I got him! Crispin, look!
Bah!
Oh, yeah, she... She can't talk, right?
Nicely done.
Okay, now what?
All right, Martin, you're coming back to Oak with us. Some people want to talk to you.
And you guys are able to restrain him through the use of your guys' magic and take him back to Oak. Bill's there when you get back. Wow, that was quicker than I imagined the four of you doing.
Well, we rode on animals. That really got us around.
Clay's not there.
Okay, Clay's not there.
Clay's definitely still just getting beat up by partygoers.
Okay, wait, wasn't there another one of you that broke a chair?
No.
Yeah.
Nope. I have no idea what you're talking about.
He gives you a quizzical look and then he's like, I don't care. Did he die?
Also, no.
No.
Okay, then I actually don't care. Well, good job. And as a reward, you can just go into that back room and we have your reward benefit for you guys for clearing up the case so quickly.
Woo, holiday party.
It's going to be a great holiday party for you all.
You seem less than sincere. What? Anybody else
I am
getting that
very deep into this alcohol. I have been here all night drinking to try to forget you guys, and then you showed up again, so, I mean, what do you expect from me?
Clay got to miss getting negged.
What's going to happen to Martin?
We will try to recruit him and rehabilitate him so he uses his powers for, like, less murdery things. But if that doesn't work, you know, we'll just take his powers away, you know. Standard operating procedure.
All right. Sounds good to me. I guess we go into this back room.
Hello? All right, so you enter the back room. And at the front, you see Kara standing there with a very large binder. Congrats on joining Oak, everybody. We need to fill out so much paperwork that you guys all skipped. So buckle up. We're ready to go.
No.
Don't worry. It's fun. So here's I don't know actual form names. I only know them for like
numbers and letters.
I put the interesting in the I-9.
That was really, really bad.
I don't care what you think. This gives me joy in life. And Bill said you guys were like annoying. So, you know,
I don't know what he's talking about.
It's a win for him as well. So, you know.
Is there alcohol at the end?
She's like, okay, fill this out.
I'll make sure there's alcohol now.
Thanks, Gladys.
And Gladys is gonna use food and drink to make food and drink for us.
Paperwork party.
We zoom out as Gladys is giving food and drink, and Kara is partaking. She's not like a killjoy.
Can I give my brief little epilogue for Clay?
Yes, you can.
He's standing up on a roof wearing like a black fedora, and he goes, "One day, Martin, I will free you, and we will start the Baked Bean Boys, and we will rid this city of its injustice."
Anyway, happy holidays, everyone. I hope you enjoyed our very clown-choosy Christmas special in Naptown.
Happy holidays!
Bye!
Yay!
Hey, Wanderers. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Naptown Chronicles. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check out the Wandering Gamer Network website. We also post Let's Plays that we do on YouTube under the channel Wandering Gamer Network. On Twitch, we can be found at wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at the WGN Podcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. The intro and outro music was composed by Caitlin Balgman, who voices Faye in this podcast. All of their music is openly licensed or in the public domain. Now, sleeper, it is time to rest. And remember, it is the gods who envy us.